Mishnah said, "Or kedei lasois v'chulu." Obvious of Nachman, how much of the animal skins do you have to take out to be chayev? He said, the Mishnah says enough to make a kameo. He said, how big does the skin have to be that already tanned? If it went through the tanning process, how much do you have to take out to be chayev? He said, same amount to kameo. What about an untanned skin? He asked. He said, again, the same amount to kameo. Rav Nachman said, I learned this from a Mishnah. It says that wool that will be spun into threads has the same halacha, the same shear, with regard as spun threads. So obviously, unprocessed leather also will have the same shear as processed leather. Rav asked, what about skins that will not be tanned? How much you have to take out of that to be chayav? Rav Nachman said, the same amount, the kameya. Rav says, the Braisa says, when we're dealing with dyes, there's a different amount that has to be taken out to be chayav for processed dyes and unprocessed dyes. Unprocessed dye needs a larger amount in order to be chayav. How can you say there's no difference between processed leather and unprocessed leather? Mor says, someone will not process dye in a very small amount. Therefore, in order to unprocess that, we'll have to get processed, you need a much larger amount to be chayav. Once it's already processed, then even a small amount is significant, and therefore we'll be chayav even for that smaller amount. Rav asked a similar question. We see that unplanted seeds are not significant, therefore we need a larger amount to take out to be chayev than if you take out the seeds that were planted. Even just one stalk, you'd be chayev. So, as you see, processed and unprocessed have different shiurim. The Gemara answers again, before a seed's planted, one alone is not significant enough, so you wouldn't be chayev carrying it out. But once it's planted, even one stalk is significant. Rav asked again, similarly, we find that kneaded clay and clay which hasn't been kneaded are chayev only in different amounts, not the same shear. So you see that processed and unprocessed leather, the chayev should also be different amounts. And similarly, the Gemara answers that with clay, unprocessed clay, you wouldn't make clay unless you're making a larger amount. Therefore, unprocessed clay has a larger amount. But once it's already clay, then even a smaller amount is significant, and therefore you're chayev for carrying out even a smaller amount. Marius of Brisa says clearly that leather that is untreated needs a larger amount to be taken out in order to be chayev than leather that has been treated, clearly. Mar answers that the untreated leather that's referred to in this brisa is leather that's still moist, and therefore it cannot be processed now. Rav Nachman said that unprocessed leather that can be processed, but just is not yet processed, that's the one that has the same shear as processed leather. But leather that cannot be processed right now is treated differently and requires, of course, a different shear. Mar asks, the Mishnah says regarding Tumah that the leather can become tummy when it's 5x5 Tvachim. The Mishnah there says that the same shear is the amount that you need to be chayev when you carry it on Shabbos, which is a much larger amount than Rav Nachman said, so it must be talking about unprocessed leather. You see it has a different amount. The Gemara says the Mishnah is talking about leather that's boiled and that it's used to sit on. Such leather is never tanned, never processed, and that's why it requires a much larger shear. Mishnah said klaf kedei lichtoi v'lov parsha ktana. Marius of Brisa says someone's chayev carrying out a klaf or duchsustis. The skin of an animal is separated into klaf, which is the outer layer, and duchsustis, which is the inner layer. Anyway, the Brisa says that your chayev is carrying out klaf or duchsustis on if it's big enough to write a mezuzah. This is larger than the smallest parsha of tefillin. Maria says the Brisa means a mezuzah, which is a parsha in the tefillin. Mezuzah referring to the parsha in the tefillin, so it's the same thing. We find the Brisa where the word mezuzah is used to refer to a parsha in the tefillin. Maria asks the end of the Brisa, that this first Brisa we wrote down, says that the chayef is carrying out a piece of cloth that's large enough to write the small parsha of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael on it, which must mean that the first part of the Brisa is referring to, when it says mezuzah, it's actually referring to mezuzah. Maria answers the Brisa's parts should be combined. And the Brisa means to say like this, the shiurim for cloth and duchsustis are as follows. For duchsustis, it needs to be large enough to write the mezuzah on it. For cloth, it needs to be large enough to write the small parsha of tefillin on it. Gemara brings a memory of Rav that says that duchsustis is the same thing as klaf. The Gemara explains this to mean that just like tefillin can be written on klaf, it also can be written on duchsustis. In fact, the Gemara Mishnah says that klaf, and l'chayra only klaf, needs to be the size of the parsha of tefillin to be chayav for carrying out on Shabbos. It must be because duchsustis is not included in that, because it's not kosher to write tefillin on that. The Gemara, klaf is, and the Hanami is preferred for the mitzvah, but duchsustis is kosher as well. In fact, the Gemara Brisa says that halacha mashma sina, that tefillin should be written on klaf, on the side of the klaf that faced the animal, the inside, and mezuzah should be written on duchsustis, on the part of the duchsustis that faced the outside of the animal. So you see that it's not, the duchsustis is not kosher with tefillin. Again, Zakumara, that's the mitzvah. The preferred way to do it is an echanami on klaf, but duchsustis is kosher, bidyevit as well. The Brisa says shina posel. That means if he deviates from this, it's posel. So you see that even bidyevit is going to be posel. Zakumara, that's referring to mezuzah, meaning if a mezuzah is written on klaf, bidyevit even it will be posel. But the Brisa says that if he deviates either one, he's posel. It is puzzle. It's also only referring to the mezuzah. It means like this. If the mezuzah is written on klaf on the side facing the outside, or on the chsustis on the side facing the inside of the animal, then the mezuzah is puzzle. You can also answer, Dr. Gemara, it's machlekes among tanoim and a brisa, whether they become puzzle if you deviate in this way. Papa said the Rav follows the Tanya of Menashe, who says that if someone wrote it on klaf, gevil, or duchsustis, it's kosher. Now, this can't be referring to mezuzahs, because mezuzahs can't be written on klaf. So it has to be referring to tefillin. And you see that he holds that duchsustis could be, that tefillin could be written on duchsustis. Aye, tefillin can't be written on gevil. So we can't be referring to the gevil and tefillin here either. So rather, the Tanya of Menashe is talking about a sefer Torah. Rav brings a raya to Rav from a brisa. A brisa says he can't use worn out tefillin for a mezuzah because malam mekadesh ve'em eridin. But if not for that fact, the chari you could use tefillin for a mezuzah. Now you can't use klaf for a mezuzah, so it must be talking about tefillin that were written on duchsustus, and it was saying that you can't use it for mezuzah because malam mekadesh ve'em eridin. So you see that tefillin could be written on duchsustus, like Rav said. Where it says there's no raya from the brisa because the brisa could be talking about tefillin that were written on klaf. It says it could be used for mezuzah, if not for malam v'kodesh v'meridin, because the brisa follows Rav Meir. We find Rav Meir would write his mezuzahs on klaf because they would stay much better, they would stay more quality and have much stronger life written on klaf. Based on this, we can say that Rav never meant that the chsustuf could be written, that it could be used for tefillin. Rather, maybe he meant to say that klaf is like the chsustus, and that klaf could be used for mezuzah.